Vivian, I know you've had so many different careers or phases in your life, but this love of the wild, of wilderness, of nature and the environment, where does it start for you?
My father was in the Irish Army, and so we moved to the town of Athlone, and my mother was an English school teacher and a kind of a director of local theatre, and indeed a kind of a championship bridge player. But the two of them had a wonderful and I think very unusual relationship. And we lived from the time I was about 8 on by the shores of Loch Ree in a house that they built. And my father taught me how to use an outboard boat, you know, one of those little fishing boats. And I mean, when you think of it, like, you'd never let your child do it now, but I used to be allowed to go off across the lake to my friend's house on the far side of the lake in a beautiful place then called Portlaoise Castle. And when we were children, we used to be able to camp on islands and take picnics. And it was just a magical kind of swallow an Amazon childhood. It also gave you a lot of confidence because you were very young and you're out. You know, a storm would whip up in the lake and what were you to do? I remember we used to stand on the battlements of the castle and lean out into the breeze. You know, like, it gives me heart attacks that I survived all of that, but we did.
It sounds very free.
Yes. I think they gave to me and all those experiences of nature that I had as a young child was an enormous feeling of comfort with nature and a kind of a self-confidence that you can blow with the wind and travel on the wind and you can swim and you can sail and all of these things that we did. And it was we were definitely free spirits and encouraged to be, but there was also a huge emphasis on discipline and doing jobs. And I mean, my father, who was a military man, used to say, clear the decks, ship shape. He had all these weird, you know, almost British Navy phrases for, like, if you didn't clear off the kitchen table after you finished your dinner, you were in a lot of trouble. He'd check it.